This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We started out talking about phone boredom. People are, teenagers especially, finding that they feel like they've reached the end of the internet on their devices and proceed to get bored, flipping around through apps and such. In order to try to alleviate, to try to find something to alleviate their boredom. So teen boredom still continues today, despite the fact that they have the access to the world at their fingertips. And that leads us to the next discussion that we're having. It's Ian and Mark, as normal, joining us in the studio. Brian is here, special guest co-host from Mark's Quaker Meeting, who has some very strong opinions about transhumanism. So that's where we're going next, which is the idea of actually becoming the phone or melding the phone into you. In other words, I'll give an explanation here from a website called theconversation.com and a piece that was published within the last week. This is by author David Trippett, senior university lecturer at the University of Cambridge, who writes, biological evolution takes place over generations. But imagine if it could be expedited beyond the incremental change envisaged by Darwin to a matter of individual experience. Such things are dreamt of by so-called transhumanists. Transhumanism has come to connote different things to different people. From a belief system to a cultural movement, a field of study to a technological fantasy. You can't get a degree in transhumanism, but you can subscribe
today.
To it. You can invest in it.
You know what? We could get it. Somebody will give you a degree in transhumanism. I'm sure
if you pay them enough, yeah, they might. You can research its actors, and you can act on its tenets. So what is it? The term transhumanism gained widespread currency in 1990, following its formal inauguration by Max Moore, the CEO of Alcor Life Extension Foundation.
I have interviewed him, and I am a member of Alcor.
Alcor being that company that I believe you're going to, when you...
When I die, they're going to cut my head off and put it in a soup, a stock pot, yes.
But a cold.
A very cold stock pot.
Yeah, and yes. Then the idea being that at some point they may have some way of accessing the you, the mark,
yeah,
that's
well,
in
they,
there.
You know, there is a fat-based computer sitting inside my head, and maybe they'll be able to turn that, turn it off and turn it back on later. We'll see.
That's the idea. And you've paid them to perform this service, so you are fully on board with this concept.
Yeah, so they have memberships, and you basically pay when you're dead. As you die, you leave them money or whatever is the shtick. So I haven't paid them to do that yet.
I see.
And, maybe if I maybe if I get rich or something, I'll do the full Monty and have my whole body put in liquid nitrogen.
So it refers to an optimistic belief in the enhancement of the human condition through technology in all of its forms. Its advocates believe in fundamentally enhancing the human condition through applied reason and corporeal embrace of new technologies. Corporeal embrace meaning technology in your body, putting it into, the human form. Whether that be something simple like a pacemaker, that would have been sort of perhaps an original small version of a machine modification to a human body, going up to what I've heard, and I'm sure, I'm by no means an expert on transhumanism. We've talked about it a few times over the years here, but nanomachines.
I'm excited about the notion of it. I mean, I for one welcome our new computer overlords, but...
did you root for the Borg when you watched Star Trek? Like, which team were you on?
Yeah, the Borg were bad guys. They hit people and stuff. I would think that the computers would be far more convincing.
There's been talk about...
And you think Cyborg Mark is definitely going to be libertarian?
I don't have any... I would think quite the opposite. I would think once the hive mind kicks in, that libertarianism is out the window. The libertarians will slowly breed. There'll be this sort of breeding, festering nest sitting outside of the hive mind.
You think so?
Well, what else would they be? Can you be liberty oriented and still plugged in and thinking with everybody, thinking all at the same time, or whatever
it
is?
I don't even understand what that is like, or what that could be.
Who knows? But I'm pretty sure your opinions will be tempered by other.
Now you're talking about some sort of interlink. You're talking about people's brains being connected. At this point, at this stage in the conversation, we're just talking about humans augmenting themselves, their own body, right, to make it to where nanomachines have been injected in your veins, and these little robots, microscopic robots, are flitting about throughout your body. They're repairing things that go wrong.
Thank goodness.
They're, fixing whatever tears and things like that.
Right.
And
you get to live forever, and the only thing you have to trade is your mind.
Well, I mean, we weren't talking about that. Would be another thing. That would be like the linking of minds together, which certainly some people are going to be arguing for, copying consciousness and things like that.
If you've got little nanobots that are controlled by some outside, by the cloud, as it were, you're plugged in, man.
You're saying they're going to go into your brain and link you up to the internet.
What else would they do?
But before we move on, how quick do they get you when you die? Like, how quick are they going to be waiting at your deathbed? And you're going to be like, goodbye, Jack. Cut your head off?
Basically, it's going to be a little slow on the response time, right?
They have different centers? They have policies?
Areas?
No, you call them and say, I'm feeling sick. And, then they kind of get ready.
Is there a card that's in your wallet where, they can go through it if you've had a terrible car accident or something like that, and like call Alcor and get the frozen.
I am trying desperately to avoid a headshot, I can assure you.
Yeah.
They have a necklace that has the 800 number on it that you can wear around your neck, and they have a little bracelet that you can wear, that looks like one of those. I got epilepsy bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
You can have one of those that you wear around your wrist. I wear neither of them because
You're not taking this too seriously.
I expect to die of old age. And then, is all you have to do at that point. If you expect to die of old age, Scottsdale has great hospitals. Go there.
That's where their agency is? Gotcha. Scottsdale, Arizona.
I took the tour. Yeah, and there's lots of people. And Ernie's there, but I suspect I will outlast Ernest Hancock.
So let me go on here with the definition of transhumanism from theconversation.com. So again, talking about corporeal embrace of new technologies, people embracing technology into their body for shoring up its strength, its longevity, and so on. It's rooted in the belief that humans can and will be enhanced by the genetic engineering and information technology of today, as well as anticipated advances such as bioengineering, artificial intelligence, and molecular nanotechnology. The result is an iteration of Homo sapiens, enhanced or augmented, but still fundamentally human. Now, when you hear that, you're laughing, Brian, so what's funny about
that? Well, I'm laughing mostly about the optimism behind all of it. Like, there's somehow these ideas, like, it's a miracle to me that anybody who programs a computer day to day thinks AI is right around the corner. Like, if you miss one semicolon, it's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Syntax error.
Yeah. AI is basically the foundation of this whole transhumanism argument, because without the AI, humans' brains aren't really big enough to, at this point, figure out. Well, okay, here's the narrative. I don't know any of this stuff, but here's the narrative. The narrative is we build a computer that is finally sentient and that can control, say, a robot arm, right? And that can make more computers. That sentient robot is as smart as the smartest computer programmer out there, right? So that robot then goes and makes a computer that is twice as smart as it is in that particular area.
You're talking about the singularity.
Yeah. This is all mixed up together.
Yeah, it is, but I just want to make sure
that robot,
turns out.
Once, the robot of the robot of the robot of the robot, as it continues to build the Skynet, right?
iPhones were coming out fast. Just wait.
Right. That robot can work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It doesn't need to take a break, and it doesn't make the mistakes that we make and all those things.
It doesn't care
about patents. None of that
stuff. It can change its own programming. It can upgrade itself.
Right. So that robot is then...
The idea is it would not need humans to interfere.
Presumably, once they can create that robot can then solve the problem of, put together the pieces of DNA or whatever it takes to make humans live longer. Maybe they upload their consciousness to the internet.
Unless, of course, it decides to exterminate. them instead, right? Isn't that the other big fear?
That, well, I mean, it makes for a good movie.
Well, right. Now, Brian, you've referenced the Borg already. I mean, is a lot of where you're talking...
I referenced Skynet.
And we're going to continue. Is a lot of where, you know, anti-transhumanism, is it coming from fear of technology? I mean, we'll come back here. I'll let you...
Sure.
Yeah,
we can do that. We can
the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and you can jump in here as well. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to your drink this month.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio here tonight, I'm Ian.
Brian.
And Mark.
And I do want to let you know about Zencash. We've been talking a lot about Zencash here on Free Talk Live because, well, they're libertarians who started Zencash. Voluntarists, even. They wrote in voluntarism into the white paper for Zencash. You can see it for yourself over at zencash.com. I did check the coin market cap today, and there are now 1,600 cryptocurrencies, at least that they've cataloged. There may be more than that out there in the world that just, you know, aren't big enough to even make it onto that site. So let's call it at least 1,600 cryptocurrencies out there. Everybody knows about Bitcoin, but what about the other 1,599 of them? How do you decide if you're going to get into something else, if you want to diversify your cryptocurrency portfolio? What do you do? How do you make that decision? Well, you should look at Zencash because they've got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So privacy built right in to Zencash, something that you can use to keep your money private, and also your messages. There's even a messaging system that's encrypted built into Zencash. They've got more than 8,000 secure nodes, which means that Zencash is one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency in the world. So it was founded by libertarians, created by voluntarists, and it is it's got some of the best technology. They're working on decentralized autonomous organizations to govern the currency as well. So they've got some really cool tech behind the scenes, and they love freedom. Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more. That's Zencash.com. As we continue to discuss transhumanism, Brian is with us as a special guest host here tonight, and he is not a fan of transhumanism. And so I just sort of asked the question a moment ago. You'd brought up the Borg, of course, Skynet. Mark, you mentioned that earlier. The idea of transhumanism, briefly, is humans augmenting their bodies with technology, many of them with the intention of living forever, with never actually dying. Mark, you also brought up the singularity, which is the idea of machines and artificial intelligence getting to the point where they can kind of upgrade themselves, where they don't really need human assistance to do that anymore. And some people believe that we're going to see that happen within the next few decades.
I think the dates that they threw out there were like 2035 to 2040, somewhere in there.
But the dates they threw out there were 1980, circa 1955. So.
Brian, you'd reference the Borg, the classic anti-freedom, this collective mindset robot race from Star Trek, and sort of with the suggestion that this could lead there. Is this based?
No, I don't think it's that at all.
Okay.
For me, it's not being scared that, like, the Borg or Voltron or somebody is, like, hiding in the closet and is going to jump out and get me on my way home tonight. It's that, you know, if I think in a liberty-minded way, I feel like the environment is an absolutely irreplaceable and irreducible part of my liberty. Like, I don't know how to make oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to make food. I don't know how to break down, dead wood. Like, I'm dependent on the environment for all of these things. And so that means
Sounds accurate.
Yeah, and so then there's a question like, okay, well, that's fine, but are we right about to replace all that? And it's like, I find that the idea that we're right about to replace it completely infeasible.
Replace all of?
All of the different ecosystem functions. My freedom is contingent on.
I haven't made that jump yet. Now, you know, you've been looking into this for a long time. I don't know when you say you're replacing all that stuff, what's the difference between some, you know, big computer figuring out how to fiddle with my DNA so that I live forever like a lobster versus, this ecosystem claim that you're making? I'm lost.
There's a lot of things. I saw the other day that Walmart filed a patent for drone-like bees to do all the pollination of plants, and it's like, so somewhere under the hood of in all of these discussions, I think it's an implicit assumption that because we've gotten good at board games like chess from an artificial intelligence and technological perspective, we're about to replace the entire ecosystem.
Well, they went from chess to Go to Jeopardy to Go, and I mean, it looks like there's this speed at which computers are kicking humans' butts
at board games.
At board games, but I mean that one presumes that these are different tasks with different things that are going on. I mean, whatever Deep Blue or whoever it was that beat Jeopardy. Jeopardy is more than a board game. It's trivia, right? So it's asking a wide range of topics. Obviously, it can do faster lookups than I can on on Google.
Yeah, and I think it dates back to like how complex is say a teaspoon of soil compared to like the game of chess. So Are we about to, you know, does being good at one mean what we're about to be good as good at another? And a teaspoon of healthy soil will have a trillion different organisms in it. It will have
far more moves than on a chessboard.
Drastically more, but drastically more complicated than like all of humanity, because it's going to be tens of thousands of different species as well. And so, I mean, there's two different questions. Like, can we replace nature? And
should
we replace nature? And it's like, even if we could, which I'm quite pessimistic about, sort of any type of commitment to non-aggression or something, like why I would extend that to Mark, but not nature, is not immediately clear to me and never has been.
Well, we've had this conversation in the air many times about sort of non-aggression and its and extending it to beasts that we eat, right? And I don't know where you fall on that, but I'd be happy to talk about it and start that conversation. So the idea is that, well, for instance, a person who's in a vegetative state, not a lot of cognition going on there. A pig supposedly has about the cognition of a 3-year-old human being. You know, it'd be dastardly to kill the 3-year-old human being, but you know, we kill pigs all the time. We support the factory farming killing of pigs. So, you know, big one, yeah, right?
I think there's a difference between thinking about like an individual pig and thinking about pigs per se, and mm-hmm. then thinking about mammals per se, and then okay. thinking about animals, and then thinking about the ecosystem.
Yep.
And I think as you go out on each one of those steps, it becomes less okay to kill something. Because there's plenty of pigs, and pigs can reproduce themselves. I mean, I tend towards veganism, but I'm not a vegan. Mm-hmm. And I think the idea that you even could produce food without killing any animals doesn't seem true.
No, I don't think you could either.
So it's not a purity thing, but it's like, could we produce a flourishing human society without killing the ecosystem? Like, yeah, that's a live option on the table.
Yeah.
It's probably not a live
option. I'm for that. And I don't feel like wanting to live forever or have, they don't call it immortality. They call it something else. But
the transhumanists?
The transhumanists call it like, potentially ongoing life or something.
Is that because the word immortality is like too tied in with vampires?
No, immortality is more like, you're the god of thunder, right? Like you're durable and you're not able to die. Whereas, your life going on,
you get rid of planned senescence or something.
Yeah. It doesn't mean a car can't kill you.
All right, hold that thought. I'm going to go to Douglas. He's in Manchester, New Hampshire. Douglas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. You're on the air.
So I was wondering, I thought Mark was a Christian. Is that not the case?
I am a Quaker,
I'm talking about.
I'm a Quaker and a theist. I don't know if I'm going to take Christian, but I'm willing to talk about it.
Let's do that here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Does transhumanism necessarily mean that robots are going to replace all of nature? I mean, I'd never heard it talked about that way, so we can get deeper into that as well. Your thoughts are welcome. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have idle power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Some people are seeking immortality, or some other combination of words that Mark couldn't exactly recall, that the transhumanists are working towards to augment themselves with technology. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. Our special guest is Brian here with us. He's somebody who's not a big fan of transhumanism, so we're going to get deeper into that. But there was actually a question on the line a moment ago, Mark, for you about, are you a Christian? The gentleman who had called to ask that question dropped off the line shortly after he asked the question.
Then let me address it sort of generally. I would say that, no, I'm not a Christian, unless you're talking from sort of a broader cultural sense. Either way, it's, Christianity itself is not something I hate or despise. Probably what he's asking is if you're going to have your head chopped off and put in a stock pot, presumably you're doing that with the hope of being brought back to life at some point in the future.
And isn't that against God?
What happens if you're in heaven? You've passed through the pearly gates. You're walking down the golden streets. You're hanging out in your mansion and whatever the heck else goes on in heaven, and you're brought back. Well, first off, I think that there may be a theological debate. I'm not sure that the whole heaven thing occurs until the judgment day. At least my understanding of Jesus has to come back. Jesus is preparing heaven as they speak. So I could presumably come back and hang out until judgment day happens, at which point that I would go to heaven. I'm not sure. If God doesn't want me to come back, I wouldn't be able to come back. Right?
Otherwise, it wouldn't be God.
Right. So there's no, I don't see a problem there from a Christian or theological standpoint. Now, you have me answering a question as a Christian, which I am not. So, you know, your mileage may vary. I do have enough of the knowledge surrounding the dogma that I think I can do it. And I don't think it would violate a liberal interpretation of the Bible, but a conservative interpretation, of which there are legion, then, you know, I can't answer that because the conservative interpretation is your interpretation, and you decide on the verses you want to be important.
Doug is back, by the way.
Okay, great.
Did call back in. Doug, did you hear much of that response from Mark?
Yeah. Yep. And that's understandable if he thinks everybody's going to die at once for people to go to heaven. I mean, but I just thought most people, even when you go to the other side. And going into a computer would be like being in a comatose on this earth. You're stuck between both worlds. And who knows if they're going to put a program into that computer sometime. I mean, you could just end up working for some AI for 9 years.
You just become a online mechanical Turk, essentially.
You're working one of those how can I help you chat things.
I am
for the rest of eternity.
The equivalent of sitting in a cell answering telephone calls or whatever one might do in that circumstance. It certainly could happen. I don't know.
That's the definition of hell.
Well, there are many that would argue I deserve it, so.
There you go, Doug. Anything else you want to share tonight?
All right, thanks
for the call,
no,
man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
guys.
It. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Let's go to Big Loaf. He's on the line on our Discord, on your call-in line chat room. Go ahead, Big Loaf.
Yeah, I was calling about the internet boredom. I guess it's sort of apropos with all this talk about the singularity, right, with the singularness of conscious, because I would guess, like, millennials or whatever would get bored with it eventually. I mean, who could really get bored with the internet? You know how many things I've read about in, like, the last week, like the heptocracy of medieval England and a couple of clades and, like, the tree of life. Hmm. Really, is it a thing to get bored of the internet, or are they just, like, bored of learning?
It's a good question.
It's hard. Don't expect me to be gentle with Generation Z, because I'm certainly not with the millennials, and frankly, I'm not that fond of Generation X or, you know, the Silent Generation or the Baby Boomers either. Yeah, I just don't like people generally, but I think that if you're talking about
being, only because you can see yourself in them, Mark.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say that, you know, I don't like the mistakes I've made. I'm adamantly against making the mistakes that I have made in the past. And when I see people making those mistakes, and one of those mistakes is articulating boredom, because, you know, in my household, as I said previously, when I was growing up, if you articulated boredom, my grandmother had tasks all lined up, ready to go. This lady ironed her sheets.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
You have a strong Calvinist work ethic if you iron your sheets.
Big Loaf, any other thoughts you want to share?
I don't know. I mean, it seems almost like kids these days, I mean, that's generous thing. I get that. But it doesn't change my perception that there's this, I don't know, hatred of learning, right? Like, learning shouldn't be a thing. Just stay in your bubble, and, you know, your feelings are all that matter, right? I mean, maybe it's just me. But anyways, I thought that was sort of kind of interesting. You know, we're talking about people getting bored. I don't get bored of the internet. There's too much cool stuff out there.
Yeah,
but anyways,
being bored is absolutely your fault. Wherever it is that you are, if you're bored, then, you know, you need to change your mindset.
Yeah.
Get a list of things that are important and, you know, do that.
Yeah, I mean, find a list of things you want to learn about, for
right.
goodness sake,
sure.
And learn about those things. Even if those things are Star Wars and Minecraft, I don't care what they are. Just so long as you're working on something, your brain's got something to chew on, then, to my mind, you're growing at the very least. Then at that point, you can start, you have the skill set to learn other things, and the ability to learn is extraordinarily important, obviously. But I do find myself, for instance, when it comes to computer type tasks, I'm immediately like, Ian, take care of this crap. And I don't want to learn. I don't want to learn how to do this. I don't want to learn how to interface with this thing, whatever it is.
Yeah,
I don't want to do
just
it.
Just like, you know, grandma who can't program the VCR, you know, just cannot. Does not want to.
You know, the funny thing is, in my life, I'm the one to whom these tasks are handed off. My wife and my mother, have me do these tasks for them. So I can do, like, program the VCR, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, Mark. That's it's progress.
It's something.
Big Loaf, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you there on the Discord, on-air call-in line chat room, which you can jump into as well. As soon as he exits, it's available for somebody else. So go to discord.lrn.fm. to do that. So we were talking about the idea of, Brian, it almost sounded like you were talking about replacing nature, and you cited an article or a news story about Walmart having some kind of, what, robot drone bees?
They issued a patent for it. They issued a patent for it. I don't know if it went through or what happened. It's just something that I saw, but I think it's indicative of a type of thinking where we want to start replacing all of the functions of an ecosystem. And it's like, again, there's...
Is it, though? But, or maybe it's just because there was... I remember there were stories about the bees dying off. Now, I don't know if they've stopped dying off, if they're continuing to die off.
I still hear bee stories, but things that I read say that, nah, we're okay.
But, I mean, if the idea is not what you're suggesting, that we need robots to take over everything in nature, but in fact that, oh crap, something's happening to the bee population, maybe we could supplant that by having a robot bee conduct the same activity that a bee would, which of course is to pollinate, taking pollen from flowers and making honey and things like that. And, do we really need to have it be, if bees go extinct, would it not be a valuable thing to have a little robot drone bee colony doing the exact same thing?
Yeah, so I think at the heart of that is this kind of technological optimism that's, to me, just leads to like a pretty obvious old lady who swallowed a fly type situation where we're just escalating and trying to do more things and more things.
Sure.
Without realizing the kind of amazing, amazing gifts we get from the ecosystem. I met a...
Go ahead with your story. I don't think we can actually replace the ecosystem. I don't think we're capable of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we have to worry about doing it because we won't be able to do it.
And I think there's also often I met an astronaut once and I asked him what space was like. And he a little bit said that it's amazing to kind of look out from outer space and see the Earth as one thing. And a little bit, he's also like, it sucks and it's trying to kill you. And there's this...
It's boring.
Yeah, it's just like space is trying to get you. Like, I don't know if you saw The Martian. It's not nice out there. We got to take care of this one... Like, there's not much of the universe.
This little spaceship that we've got is, tenuous.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. We've got more on transhumanism, and you can bring up what you want as well. It's Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the toll free number. It's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can talk about transhumanism or whatever is on your mind here tonight. We do have more to say on the transhumanism discussion. Also, you can contact us through Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, or as our last caller did, and our next caller is, on Discord, the Discord on-air call-in line room. You just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get into our Discord chat, which is a way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts, usually before, during, or after the show. And it's free, so head over to discord.lrn.fm. Something else you'll want to check out online is $6shirts.com. That is where you can go to get some amazingly affordable and witty and clever t-shirts with a huge selection. I mean, a gigantic selection of shirts at the $6 price point. They do have a few of them that are a little bit more pricey, but the bulk of their inventory is $6 shirts. Go to $6shirts.com. That's the number $6shirts.com. FTL is the code you can put in to get 10% off of your purchase. They do accept Bitcoin, and they're freedom-friendly folks over there at $6 shirts. Whether it be some of their pop culture shirts, like movie references, they've got a ton of those. There's video game related shirts, politics related shirts. I think they got some sports shirts in there too. They've just got a bunch of categories. Go check it out for yourself. And then don't forget code FTL to save 10% off at $6 shirts. That's the number $6shirts.com. As we continue here, let's go to Gene. He's the Christian anarchist calling from Tennessee on Discord. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys. Hey, since people are talking about religion today, I thought it's been a long time since I discussed what I believe Christian anarchy is, so I thought I'd call up and talk about that.
Sure. What is it?
Isn't this what Tolstoy believed?
Not exactly. Okay. My version is slightly different. I believe that the reason I use the term Christ or Christian is because I do believe that Christ died for us. He paid the price. He did what was necessary to give every man salvation. What I don't believe is probably 90% of what the church teaches, anything that has to do with condemnation, et cetera, because
it seems like they're really obsessed with hell and gay folks humping.
Boy, they sure are. And they, you know, they want to throw everybody, they want to judge everybody and throw everybody into hell. And Jesus said, "Let him without sin cast the first stone." So I don't believe in any of that stuff. I believe that ultimately we're all saved because it says that Jesus died for every man's sins, and I believe that. I don't believe that there's going to be anybody in hell. And everybody says, "Well, what about Hitler?" Well, yeah, I think Hitler's going to be there too.
So boy, you've got to have hell for Hitler. People. Not for the real Hitler, for the imaginary Hitler that we've built after Hitler died. I mean, the nice thing you can say about Hitler is he killed Hitler.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So anyway, I don't believe in any
Some people
of that.
Think he escaped down to Argentina.
Some people think that we're being visited right now by lizard people who have taken on human form and are running our government. You can't, there's no credence simply because somebody believes something. There are people with tinfoil literally in their hats. No, I don't care.
Well, those Clinton people, now, if anybody could be part lizard, I think it could be the Clintons.
I just want to know what the lizard people know about Hillary Clinton.
But, and as an anarchist, of course, my belief is that nobody has the right to rule over anyone else. And that is the key, I think, to liberty. You can't rule other people. You want to rule somebody, you rule yourself. And that's why people live by rules. You live by your own rules. You write your rules, you live by your rules. My neighbor writes his rules, he lives by his rules. At some point, we're going to clash over our rules. That's just human nature. And then we have to work out those differences in one way or another, hopefully peacefully. I mean, some people are going to work them out violently, and that's not a good way to work things out.
They will be handled.
Yeah, people ultimately find out that the violent method is not the profitable method. So hopefully people learn that peace is the way to get ahead.
I like it.
And so that's what a Christian anarchist is. Like, basically, I believe very little. I believe only the love portion of what's left of the Bible, because I don't believe all of the Bible. I believe it's been mutilated and twisted and spindled and folded. Just like everything.
Yeah, there's been a lot of men who want to control other men who've been doing this.
Right, that's the one. That's really the sticker when it comes to Christianity is that because it's got this 2,000 year history, and belief in the Bible and Christianity have become synonymous terms. And there's very few religious scholars out there, and by that I mean people who actually have the degrees in, the study of this stuff, not theologians, that believe that the Bible is, completely unerring and there are no mistakes in it or anything like that. It would be pretty difficult to make that claim, considering that Jesus' name is Yeheshua ben Yosef, and they call him Jesus. Like, they got a main character name mistranslation. And if you make the argument that, well, it's fine for Jesus' name to be in Greek, then, well, why isn't it in English? I mean, what? I don't understand.
Yeah, and the fact is that if you look at recent history, I mean, I've been alive for 66 years, so I can look at things that happened in my youth, and I know what happened, and I can see what the history books are writing today, and I know it's a bunch of baloney. So I know that history gets changed, even in that short period of time. So what are the chances that what happened 2,000 years ago has survived without being twisted? I don't believe that's even possible. It's not possible.
Chaim Maccabee, and he's written several books. I've read one of them called The Mythmaker, but I know that he has another book that focuses very squarely on Jesus having actually been a Pharisee, and that because the Bible was really sort of, the first four Gospels were written in the late first century and maybe the early second century, depending on, who you believe, that political climate had changed. Remember, the temple had been destroyed post-Jesus, but before the books had been written. So there were big tumultuous changes going on in Israel at the time. And Pharisees fell out of favor, at least among the Christians, but Chaim Maccabee makes the argument that, in fact, Jesus was a Pharisee, that's what his title was, and that he would have never, he may have disagreed with Pharisees, but it wasn't the fact that somebody was a Pharisee that was the problem.
Yeah, well, I haven't read that part, so I can't comment on it, but
he also says that Paul was a hustler, made a big fat liar and a hustler, so there you go.
Well, there's definitely some things Paul wrote that I strongly disagree with, or at least that people say Paul wrote, especially the part about listening to anything the government has, the Gunnerment has to say. I don't listen to anything the Gunnerment has to say.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate the discussion. Christian Anarchy, and he's in the Discord chat. If you got more questions for him, I'm sure he'd be happy to field them about his beliefs. That's Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You can jump into the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. It's cross-platform, so there's different apps you can download for whatever you're on, Windows, Mac, Linux. They've got iOS devices, Android, and there's even a web platform, so you can just do it straight through your web browser at discord.lrn.fm. So we've been talking about transhumanism, and it's sort of wafted into religion and the idea of technology overtaking nature. And I don't know if that is really the ultimately where a lot of the transhumanists are coming from. It seems like they're focused more on themselves. They want to augment their own bodies. They want to live forever.
Those are the things that they can control more so. You know, if they want to put an RFID chip in their wrist, they can do that.
And according to the story here at theconversation.com, which kind of got us started on this here, the central premise of transhumanism is that biological evolution will eventually be overtaken by advances in genetic, wearable, and implantable technologies that artificially expedite the evolutionary process. This was the kernel of Moore's founding definition in 1990, Moore being the founder of Alcor Technologies.
Max Moore, yeah.
Article 2 of the periodically updated multi-authored Transhumanist Declaration continues to assert the point. This is from their declaration, quote, "We favor morphological freedom, the right to modify and enhance one's body, cognition, and emotions." And so, I mean, who wouldn't be against that freedom? I mean, it's your body. You should be able to do what you want with it. But, Brian, are you saying you shouldn't do those things? Not that they should be prohibited from doing them, but that you want to persuade them to not do it?
Yeah, I had a... Yes, I mean, that's an interesting question. I think it's mostly about, it seems like a little bit more of a distraction. Like, I looked really deeply at, like, all the literature on nootropics, you know, these things that are supposed to enhance your brain.
Yeah. You take these, you know, you order this stuff online. Yeah. It's, you take these things, they make you think better or something like that. My experience is I've taken some of them, and I've either experienced nothing or what I would call a stimulant.
And speed.
Well, not, I mean, speed's a, yeah, not speed. I would just call it a mild stimulant. And, you know, a mild stimulant may very well get your brain, you know, cooking a little faster. I've heard theories that coffee, in fact, replaced beer as sort of the daytime drink, and that's how we had the Renaissance.
I can talk more about your looking into nootropics here in moments. Hour number 3 is on the way. If you want to jump into the conversation, you can. Our toll-free number, 855-450, free like freedom, free talk life.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.